Hello, everyone. Welcome to the September 11th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions for this week. What's on the celestial agenda for September 11th to September 18th and beyond? Okay, a lot is happening in the zodiac this week, mostly at the end of the week. The full moon will be on Friday, September 16th at 0 degrees Pisces. In other words, exactly on the borderline between Aquarius and Pisces. The border between two signs is considered to be an area of weakness for any astrological factor. Also, since this month started out with a solar eclipse, its energies were already weakened for results. This full moon marks the culmination of the energy of the lunar month of Bhadrapada, named for the nakshatra, the lunar sign, that the full moon falls in, Purva Bhadra. This full moon is close enough to Ketu, one of the eclipse points, to cause a eclipse, but it won't be a total lunar eclipse. So the moon will get a bit reddish, but nothing spectacular. Note that the full moon is nearly directly opposite Jupiter, the planet that rules Pisces. Jupiter is also the ruler of Purva Bhadra. Therefore, the emphasis is on the significations of Jupiter for this month. Jupiter, the planet of beliefs, truth, wisdom, morals, ethics, justice. On Saturday, September 17th, Mars will change signs, leaving Scorpio and entering Sagittarius in the sidereal zodiac. Mars has been in Scorpio for much of the year due to going through a retrograde phase, which kept Mars in one sector of the zodiac for nearly 7 months. Mars is happy to be moving on because now it gets away from its enemy, Saturn. Also, Sagittarius is a generally favorable sign for Mars. Mars is a fiery planet. Sagittarius is one of the fire signs. How does Mars in Sagittarius manifest? The planet of action and fast results likes the passionate, enthusiastic quality of Sagittarius. But Mars is the planet of combat and victory. Sagittarius is willful, independent, and devoted to its own beliefs. Thus, Mars in Sagittarius will enhance the Sagittarian trait of self-righteousness. In other words, fighting for one's own truth. So, this transit will give a boost to the true believers of whatever stripe. How about Mars in Sagittarius in a particular person's chart? Let's take a couple of well-known examples. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Clinton is Libra rising, so Sagittarius is the sign in her third house. The transit of Mars in the third house is considered good. This is the house of making efforts. Mars is all about making things happen and fighting for victory. The third is the house of skills and talents. Mars is proactive about putting third house talents to use. In Donald Trump's Leo rising chart, the transit of Mars in Sagittarius puts it in his fifth house, the house of romance, intelligence, teachers and teachings, creativity, and self-expression. Mars, the planet of action and combat, transiting in a favorable sign in his fifth house, will energize Mr. Trump to express himself to his fullest potential. The good news for Mr. Trump is that when Mars moves into Sagittarius, it will no longer be afflicting his natal moon Ketu combination, meaning that he will be less volatile than he has been during the past weeks. But the bad news is that Mars will now move into position to be opposite his natal Mercury. Mercury is your rational thinking ability and communications. Mars is the planet of impulse and aggression. Mars-Mercury combinations, especially the opposition, makes you communicate with belligerence. Note, too, that Mercury is the planet that represents the media. The opposition of Mars to Trump's natal Mercury will be near exact on the day of the second candidates debate on October 9th. How about Mars for a Sagittarius rising person? That would be Bernie Sanders. Mars transiting in the ascendant really pumps you up, makes you want to do things, and especially if that involves taking on challenges, engaging others in combat. We haven't heard much from Senator Sanders lately, but that is likely to change during the coming weeks. And then on Sunday, September 18th, the day after Mars changes signs, Venus changes signs, leaving Virgo and entering Libra. Since Libra is one of Venus's own signs, the planet of romance and harmony will be happy. Note, too, that Venus will not be under any malefic influence while in this sector of the zodiac. Therefore, both Venus significations and Libra significations are promoted for 3 weeks while Venus is in Libra. Compromise and agreement will be easier to achieve, relationships are more balanced, and social ideals find more acceptance. Venus will be in Libra until October 13th. How will Venus transiting in Libra affect the presidential candidates? As contrasted with Mars, Venus is a much more mild energy. Venus is also a natural benefic. It promotes harmony and agreement. For Hillary Clinton, Venus is the ruler of her ascendant sign. The ruler of the ascendant, transiting in the first house, helps self-confidence as well as self-projection. Venus transiting in Libra will be a good influence on her 3 natal Venus Libra planets. Venus is the planet of appearance. When Venus transits in the ascendant, you look good to others. For Donald Trump's Leo rising chart, Libra is the 3rd house, the house of self-effort, self-promotion. The planet of harmony and agreement here will help Trump be softer, even seductive, but it doesn't make him stronger, certainly not in the same way that Clinton will experience with Mars transiting in her 3rd house. In fact, Venus in the 3rd house, although good for harmony with people around you, is not a strong planet for getting things accomplished. Another item that bears mentioning is that Mercury is nearing the end of its retrograde period. Mercury goes back to normal direct motion in the zodiac on September 21st. This week, Mercury, retrograde Mercury, has backed up to Rahu, the north node of the moon. As an eclipse point, Rahu tends to obscure and distort the meanings of whatever comes in contact with it, in this case, the planet of rational thinking, which is already disadvantaged by being retrograde. At the end of its retrograde period, Mercury will also be suffering from the influence of retrograde Neptune, which is opposite on the other side of the zodiac in Aquarius. The aspect of the planet of fantasy and illusion doesn't help Mercury to be any more logical or reasonable. So, the general theme for the middle of September is to not expect things to be rational. Ideas, reasons, and explanations will tend to be off base. News reports will be inaccurate or may even be deliberately altered in other words, media spin. Getting straight answers to questions won't be easy. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at Astro News Report.